This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Fighting is continuing in the holy Iraqi city of Najaf, where U.S. Marines backed by aircraft are battling Shiite militia loyal to radical Muslim cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. It is the fifth day of fighting and appears to be concentrated in the area around the Imam Ali Shrine, one of the most revered sites in Shiite Islam. The Reuters news agency is reporting that Sadr has rejected demands that his militia leave Najaf and is instead urging his followers to fight on. In the first of two reports coming up on the situation in Iraq, NPR interpreter Ali Fadl has been in Najaf since yesterday morning and joins us now.
I'm standing right now at the top of a house near the Shrine of Ali in the center of the city of Najaf. I'm looking right now at the Golden Dome of Imam Ali. In fact, the fighting this morning is started to be very close to the Shrine of Ali, the heavy fighting. Since the morning, the American forces and the Iraqi army and police made their way through to reach the square, which is separating the cemetery from the Shrine of Ali. Now the Shrine of Ali is totally separated by the U.S. Army and the Iraqi forces and police from the cemetery.
Is the Mahdi army firing from the shrine on U.S.-led forces?
They are not firing from the shrine itself, but they are firing very near from the shrine. In fact, there is a big market separating American forces and the Mahdi army. And it's heavy fighting with bombs, gunfires, but there are no airstrikes until now.
Is the Mahdi army, in a sense, holed up in the shrine?
Witnesses who went inside the shrine describing the situation of the shrine, that there are a lot of weapons. It's just like an armor store, a warehouse inside the shrine. And at the same time, there is a small clinic. They're opening it inside the shrine, helping their injuries. Now we're hearing the voice of the caller from inside the Shrine of Ali through the loudspeakers, calling for the people, help us, help the your brothers, the Mujahideen. And at the same time, he's promising the fighters that there is a negotiations for a truce is going on, which is not.
There is no truce going on, no negotiations going on.
No negotiations.
And the Shrine of Ali, of course, is a sacred site, so the fighting, getting that close, is it harming the shrine?
In fact, the Muqtada people, they are backed up. They're only in this place and the Shrine of Ali. This is the only place in Najaf at their control. Most of Najaf now in the hands of the American forces and the Iraqi police and Iraqi army. So it seems like they are losing. But they are turning into crazy people. They are shooting on the people in the streets, telling all the civilians to go inside the doors. If they refuse, they shoot on them.
The civilians being killed by the Mahdi army, how do you know that?
I was walking in the street, and the Mahdi army start shooting on the civilians just standing at the outdoor of their houses. That's what I saw just before half an hour.
Did you see anybody hit?
The people, they were running from the Mahdi army. And even, in fact, the house I'm living in, bullets came in the roof where we were sleeping. And we can find a lot of bullets. So the people complaining right now that the Mahdi army shooting on the houses and shooting on the civilians. While I'm walking in the streets trying to be near the shrine, they start shouting on us and on other people, and then shooting in just beside us. They were about to hit us.
So how are the civilians coping with this situation?
In fact, the civilians, they are happy that they think today or tomorrow Muqtada people will be finished. They say, we want to get rid of those people. They are not from Najaf. They are from somewhere else. They are happy that they are now losing the war.
Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Ali Fadl is an interpreter for NPR, speaking from the center of the city of Najaf.